This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week of December 19th to the 23rd. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our weekly countdown every week, 52 weeks a year. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to bring us through the things that they have researched, the stories. We were just talking off the air about our week. This is Christmas weekend when this program airs. Next week, we'll do our year-end review. And James Collins, who was at the controls in our studio in Dallas, said probably the end of the year review isn't going to look much different than the weeks because they haven't changed a lot. This has been, there have been things, the nuance has changed somewhat, Michael, but there still is a lot of the sameness like January 6th. That's been with us pretty much all year, right?
January 6th has been with us for 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
You know, we've already had a January 6th. Since January 6th.
Since January 6th.
Yeah, right.
And we're soon to have another January 6th. Yes.
Whereas the stories stay, the basic stories do stay on the survey, what I found in the last year, two, three, in terms of a trend, is that there are more major stories going on at once than we usually had back in the day.
What would be an example of that?
Well, you have the Trump situation on January 6th, everything about him. The economy is a major issue. The Russia-Ukraine war would be a dominant topic in days gone by. That would be in the headlines every single day as a major, major pressing issue. The immigration issue would be a major, major issue and maybe nothing else for a while. But we have so many crises going on simultaneously that you have to practice multitasking if you're a reporter.
All right, so you've been doing this for a long, long time, and I've been, but I always appreciate your observation because they're usually more astute than mine are because you have a different, more analytical way of looking at all of these things and would think of a lot of the ins and outs of a story more so than the average person.
Well, that's my job.
That's just the way your mind, well, it's also the way your mind works. That's why it is a good job for you because your mind works in that direction. I've been around you a lot, obviously, over the last 30 years, and so I've gotten used to you being able to take things and just on the spur of the moment. And this is what makes for good talk radio as much as anything else. How do you take apart some of these things so it doesn't sound the same day in and day out? How do you deal with Trump in terms of whatever the issue of the day is? Because it just seems... I'm getting from people on comments that we get for social media on the Good Day program that people are just tired of Trump. They're tired of hearing his name. They're tired of the nonsense. There are the hardcore Trumpers, the mega gagas, who love him and they'll follow him, you know, into a tornado. But for the most part, this stuff is wearing thin on people. That's what I get. And you see it in the Republican Party, too. As far as that's concerned, more and more people that are longtime Republicans are just saying, you know what, enough of this guy. Time to dump him. He's distracting from the real message, and he's a fool. Now, whether that's true or it isn't true.
Okay, so my mind reacts to what you just said slightly differently, but basically the same. Yes, yep. Support for Trump is on the wane. Interest in Trump, though, is not. I don't think people are tired of Trump. I think people are entertained by Trump. I think entertainment is the bottom line of all of this. What's interesting, right. What's fascinating. And I think that the Trump haters and the Trump people, you know, people in the Republican Party who are negotiating how to deal with Trump, or conservative talk show hosts who are trying to figure out how do I please my audience, those that love Trump and those that are getting tired of him. But I think that the interest in Trump, interest in him, remains the same. Or we wouldn't be talking about him. You see, radio broadcasters, right? Radio broadcasters have an inherent skill, all the way back to the beginning of radio, at feeling the pulse of what's interesting to people. And radio research has always been very strong in that regard. It's a grassroots type of a thing. So as long as we're still talking about Trump, it's because we feel in our bones that there's interest in him. And
but
there is.
It's not going to get them elected. It's just going to get people to listen.
Exactly.
To the radio.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is going to work against Trump, in my opinion. This is my personal opinion. I may be wrong.
That
people are going to follow his demise, every juicy molecule of it.
Yeah.
His downfall will be talked about as much as his rise.
What a shame. He's a human being.
Oh.
Somebody loves him. The fact that he's created this his own mess, perhaps, I feel sorry for the guy. Maybe I'm silly, but I do. I feel sorry for the guy.
Wow, I feel sorry for all the people whose lives he's destroyed.
Well, that's also true. Yeah, he's a horrible cretin when it comes to this sort of thing, but yet he's never really been. He's like the kid
understood. All right, now step back. Now put on your Michael Harrison hat.
Yep.
What percentage of our listeners right now, when I said I feel sorry for all the lives he's destroyed, how many people you said that's BS?
And he deserved it.
He's a good guy. How dare
not.
That liberal Harrison, that Democrat, that guy from the Democrat Party. You know, I mean, what do you really? Yeah, I think about that all the time. Like, okay, what's the gut level response to all of these propositions?
And, all right, let's do the story list because we could stick with this pretty much for the whole.
I love any opportunity to talk about Trump because I think that you can get ratings just saying Trump. Okay, here are the stories. Number 10, Trump. Number 9, Trump. Number 8, number 10.
That could be next week when we do the year in review.
Yeah. Severe Christmas weather. Number 10. Number 9, Russia-Ukraine war and Zelensky comes to Congress. Number 8, McCarthy's speaker bid. Number 7, the Arizona election challenge. Border security, which is another way of saying immigration, at number 6. The spending bill at number 5. The economy at number 4. Number 3, the January 6th committee actions. The Twitter files issue at number 2. And number 1, Trump. The taxes, Trump, the criminal referral.
So Jennifer Horn, who does the Talk Radio Review with me, which is the accompanying hour to the countdown. When we got to, I asked her about January 6th, or we were just talking about January 6th, and she said, she has such a great sense of humor. She said, spoiler alert, it's Trump's fault. How much money have they spent? The reality here checks in. How much time, how much money has been wasted on these people as they wring their hands together? We all knew what was going to come out of this. It doesn't mean that it was all right by any stretch of the imagination. It was a horror show for the damage that was done, not only to the Capitol building, but to the idea of protesting. It hurt. I'm a great believer in protests. We need to be expressing ourselves as to the vagaries of this, some of the silliness in this country, like border security, which is number 6. We should be protesting that all day long, every day, because it's affecting you and me more. I bet you on that list, when you pick it apart, Michael, if I asked you which one of these 10 stories affects the average person more than any other, what would you say?
Severe Christmas weather.
Okay, that's a good answer. Actually, this week, yeah, the weather outside is frightful.
There's a point to that.
So
Okay. Yeah. Playing the game of we're news junkies, I would say the economy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, see, I thought border security because it's the biggest.
Oh, I don't think anybody outside of the people living in the border states gives it. Spark of thought.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, people list.
Okay, people list real fast. That guy fried, Sam Bankman-Fried, is 10.
That guy.
That fried guy.
Yes.
This week we established how to pronounce his name.
Yeah.
And then what I'm trying to figure out is how to spell Zelensky's name. Is it with two Y's or one Y? It drives me crazy as an editor. Vladimir Zelensky and Vladimir Putin are number 9. Hunter Biden, which ho-hum, at number 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Kevin McCarthy at 6. Carrie Lake. There's a piece of work. She's sort of the Sidney Powell of this era.
What an outrage.
Number 5. Number 4, Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson. Number 3, Elon Musk and Jim Baker. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden.
All right. So back to Hunter Biden and the ho-hum there. This has been a perfect example in my mind of how the use of Teflon here, and for whatever the reason, this guy, this kid, this man.
This kid.
What is he?
50?
He's Joe Biden's kid, yeah. But he's dirty. And you can see it, you can smell it, you can sense it, you know. But it doesn't stick to his father. His father is able to get around it and talk his way through it or whatever it is. But it's obvious to me anyway, and I don't spend a lot of time talking about these things on the Good Day program. But from a personal point of view, this guy is a sleaze. And is there money flowing from him into his father's bank account? I would bet that probably that's the case. Or there's a trust somewhere set up. But, you know, the fact that this... you almost wonder about the news media's motivation in these sorts of stories, because the more they, you know, kind of stretch it out, the more people, okay, then we're gonna, let's find out about Hunter Biden today. Turn to page 6. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact is, from my view, politics is now a matter of electing the less sleazier person.
Right.
I mean, is that how we decide now whose son is a sleazebag and who might be on the take? They're all on the take. Yeah. They're all sleazes. If that's all we talk about, then we're going to kind of sink into the muck of being a national reality show.
Do you think Liz Cheney is on the take?
I don't know enough about Liz Cheney. She's kind of an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly know that her father was a
bad
scurrilous,
guy.
A scurrilous
bad
character.
Bad guy. Yep.
And you know, maybe the ghost of Christmas past came to Liz Cheney and said, "Here's your opportunity, Liz, to get on the right side of history."
Okay. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, you're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the stories. You can find them listed every week at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. So I have the story list, the people list. As you talked about, number 10, the severe weather. I was thinking about the environment and how people, as we talk often, of how folks can take a subject and they can twist it around and find so many different ways, interesting ways, to talk about the issue. And I know that a lot of people want to blame, play the blame game, and all this weather, it's global warming, it's climate change, and don't you realize that we have to do something about it? And then if you really think about it, and an astute host is going to look at this and say, well, wait a minute, let's take this apart a little bit without it being too professorial and understand that, yeah, we're contributing to it, but you don't think this has gone on before? This planet is almost 5 billion years old. And, you know, you look at the whole, am I being too philosophical? This is too heavy.
No. I agree with you. My response is it all comes down to whether the host uses the news to further the left-right political agenda. Mm-hmm. Or the left-right political agenda is just one aspect of the bigger conversation. And many, many hosts today in talk radio see their purpose as doing whatever they can every minute of the show to prove that the left or the right, whichever side they're preaching to, is correct. And they use every issue out there. It becomes weaponized. It becomes politicized. The weather really shouldn't be political. It should be, there can be debate.
It's cold. How's that
political? There could be debate in science. You know, if you step out of the world of news talk political radio and you step into the world of gardening, you step into the world of medicine, health, you step into all of these other sports world, the controversies are raging. The same game is played. You know, the reason the Patriots are not doing well is because Mac Jones is a lousy quarterback. No, the reason they're not doing well is the offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, is a lousy offensive coordinator. No, the reason they're not doing well is because Belichick has passed his time. No, the reason they're not doing well is because they're evil. I mean, I'm sure in
in the automotive world, there are geeks out there fighting over whether, you know, Toyota is better than Honda, or and they'll come up with whatever arcane aspect of current events within automotive conversation they can to prove their point.
All right, so here's...
seeking victory at the expense of truth.
So, speaking of victory, this weekend I watched the first soccer game I've ever watched in my life. I was with my friend Uri Geller over in Tel Aviv. He's a huge soccer fan. Yeah. Everybody everywhere was talking about this game, the World Cup, and how these stars from wherever they came from, how they fit into their society. And watch, I actually got wrapped up in this, and I've never, my grandson plays soccer, and I go watch his matches, but I don't, you know, soccer to me is, I'm not a sports fanatic no matter what the sport is.
You're not even a sports fanatic for good sports, let alone soccer.
No.
It's like you leave the United States and it's like the bizarro world. All these people are crazed over soccer and convinced
and
it's
better than
American football.
And the amount of money these guys are making. You know, we think that $30 million a year is a great deal. Some of these soccer players are making $100 million a year. And the fact that they're godlike creatures, it's just an amazing reality. It is. If we did a worldwide talk radio countdown show, that'd probably be on it. But, you know, again, there's probably not as much interest as there is in what we call real football. All right, here we are, 28 after. This is the talk radio countdown.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. The massive winter storm slamming the USA yesterday with frigid temperatures, high winds, and heavy snow has left at least 9 people dead, knocking out power to over 1 million customers and wrecking holiday plans from coast to coast.
Christmas Day, we'll get above freezing across parts of the South, a little warmer the days after Christmas.
Gas prices dropping as demand lowered and oil prices held steady. The national average cost for a gallon of gas dropping to $3.26. The U.S. House of Representatives quickly approving a $1.7 trillion spending bill yesterday. The House passing the more than 4,000-page spending measure, mostly along party lines. Congratulations going to Washington Capitals' Alex Ovechkin, who edged past the legend known as Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, into second place on the NHL's all-time goals list last night. Corey Myers, USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The message to the nation is there's a lot of hot stuff going on, even though it's cold.
No. As a matter of fact, the cold is a hot topic.
The hot is a hot topic, right. And you got all the hot topics in our story list this week from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week we go through for an hour all of the nuance of the people list and the story list and other things that tend to occupy our attention. The whole business about Dan Bongino. Remember earlier in the year we were talking about kind of what a... I think I said something like he's a flat-footed boob or some other thing. I know you wouldn't say that, but I said it because I thought he was ridiculous in all of his... You know, here's a guy that never really did talk radio before. He got a big contract with a big company. I would have thought that he would kiss the ground. But he got into this big thing about the flu. And now, after his protestations, he said, I'm not going to do talk radio anymore in 18 months. Like, yeah. Okay. So, all right.
I got to do it in 18 months, right?
Yeah.
18 months is a lifetime in this business.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of,
yeah.
But, we do talk about a lot of the hosts and what they come up. Mm-hmm. You know what I haven't asked you? I haven't talked to Sean for quite a long time, and I know you and he talk. Is it ever... He's got to be feeling uncomfortable in terms of his connection to Trump, and or you just plow ahead and just keep the mantra going, because I know he has a good personal relationship with Trump, and it has been a mainstay of his program, both on radio and television. But, you know, do you keep going with it until the ship sinks? I've often wondered, because I have great respect, great admiration. I like him. He's one of the most wonderful guys, warm, wonderful, appreciative of what he has going for him, and he's got a lot going for him. But at some point, do you pull the plug and before you have losses, or do you look at it that way? Is it going to hurt him? If Trump goes down, does that hurt him?
Or well, I don't think that if Trump goes down, it'll hurt Sean at all. Sean has been masterful on a historic level. And this is inside industry. This is the inside the industry view. He's been masterful on a historic level of making talk radio important. Making it important. By most talk radio go, oh, I had an interview with the president. I'm important. Uh-huh. And, everybody seeks importance, relevance. That's why in our chart, our major brand chart, it's not the biggest, it's not the most listened to, it's the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America. Importance, relevance, influence. These are the things that everything's about. If you recall the history of the modern era of talk radio, back in the days of Jerry Williams and the Tea Party, and not the recent Tea Party, the one that was on the air, the whole thing was talk radio is important. Talk radio has influence. Well, Sean Hannity took that concept to a height that nobody in the media ever did. He was advising the President of the United States personally in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Now that if he ever does another thing, Sean Hannity is gigantic from historical proportions about what really makes this whole industry tick, and that is relevance. So you can be sure this guy's smart enough to figure out how to handle the aforementioned Trump debacle of to stay with Trump, not to stay with Trump. And when Sean Hannity begins to pull away from Trump, that will be the canary in the coal mine that says Trump's finished.
Watch it and be very careful about it. Yep. So it is Christmas weekend as we're listening and doing this program. I was thinking of wondering what it would be like to take a sleigh ride with some of the people on the people list. Can you imagine getting a sleigh ride? Just go out for a sleigh ride with Mitch McConnell or Kevin McCarthy or Carrie Lake.
Like, do you go on sleigh rides with your real friends? Is that how you...
I like to. I have on the farm
farmer.
I have taken people out on hay rides. A couple of years we did it in sleighs. Well, we did it in the hay wagon, and I brought some of the people that I like the most in life, and I just wonder how likable some of these people are. I happen to like Liz Cheney. I find her fascinating. I happen to not like Carrie Lake. I don't find her fascinating. I think she's obnoxious. Some other people would tell you, hey, Carrie Lake, she's great. Liz Cheney, she's no good. But if you put together your own list of people that you'd like to go caroling with, would any of these characters be on that list? Would you like to go caroling with Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Elon Musk? Think they could care?
Elon Musk.
Just think about it in the terms of something silly. It's the time of year we're in, you know. I'm just thinking, okay, would I like to go singing in a sleigh with Kevin McCarthy? I can't imagine any more of a waste of time than being in a sleigh with Kevin McCarthy.
This is so off the wall.
Of course it is.
It's like, hey, who would you like to sit and have a beer with?
Singing in a sleigh.
Right.
Hey, one horse open sleigh.
Hey, Adolf, let's sing. It's like singing in a sleigh. That's hilarious. You just revealed a side of yourself that is so quaint. My goodness, you're really a nice guy. You think of terms of caroling.
But
do you go caroling?
Am I not nice because I think Carrie Lake would be a good singer?
I would think about, you know, who would I want to go for Chinese food with?
Well, that's
or share a pizza with. But
would you want to go singing in a sleigh with Kevin McCarthy? You know, there are a couple.
That's hilarious.
It was the night before Christmas and all through the house. There are a number of renditions of that are around, including one for Jewish friends. And I read one of them on the air the other day, and it was so much fun to go through all of the, as you know, many of the women in my life have been Jewish. And I know the Christmas stuff of going to the Chinese restaurant, it's almost like a, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's a ritual.
Yeah, but it's also
Jewish people on Christmas go for Chinese food and see the, and go to a movie. Now, movies are no longer a ritual anywhere. But I remember I had an apartment on West 72nd Street in New York, and there was a little Chinese restaurant there, and they used to put their specials out on cardboard signs with magic marker. Okay, it was just a funky little joint. And it said... the holidays, we want to wish a happy holiday to all of our Jewish friends who support us during Christmas. That's kind of a thing that's sort of been a kind of an urban myth, but it's not a myth. Jews do go for Chinese food on Christmas.
Right.
It's just part of the thing. The thing is, though, you know, Christmas, you said before Christ Mass, and I let it slide. You were talking about the religiosity of Christmas. I think that Christmas, as we celebrate it, is many different holidays, and I think that it's a secular holiday that basically is designed to celebrate the American capitalism, and that whenever you hear talk about Christmas and the news,
retailers are expecting Christmas,
You know, from Black Friday on, and there's a secular commerciality to it, because if you look at most of the trappings of Christmas as we celebrate it in America, and I'm talking about even old timers like you and me growing up over the decades, it's always been about things that have nothing to do with Christianity or the Christian religion as a religion. It's more of a secular cultural thing. And I'm not diminishing Christmas's importance as a religion. I'm just observing how it's celebrated. Ironically, many, if not most, of the great songs about Christmas were written by Jewish songwriters.
Absolutely.
Much of the commercial aspects, and again, this, I'm not knocking anybody, please, this is just an observation. Much of the trappings of Christmas in terms of Santa Claus and the whole... Santa Claus is not a religious figure. I don't see anything about Santa Claus in the Bible. But the retailers, Macy's, Gimbel's, the big department stores, Fifth Avenue, the Easter Parade, you know, it's all commercial, and the people behind that are not necessarily Catholics or Christians. There's all religions have contributed to the cultural trappings of Christmas as we celebrate it in America.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to pause for a moment, then I'm eager for your interview this week. The Michael Harrison interview has, I'm a big fan of the subject matter of your interview. So we'll talk about who Michael has talked to this week right after these words here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the overview from Talkers Magazine. The People List goes with the story list, and I like to go through this officially so that if we get sidetracked during any hour of our discussions, you'll know exactly what the list contains. Number 10, Sam Bankman-Fried. At number 9, Mr. Zelensky. At number 8, Biden. There's two Bidens on the list this week, as there have been for a while. Hunter Biden is number 8. Mitch McConnell is number 7. Kevin McCarthy is 6, Kerry Lake is 5, Liz Cheney is 4, Elon Musk is 3, Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1 on the People List at Talkers Magazine. Think about those stories and the idea of putting people together. Most of the numbers, as you'll put them together, match them up, because the people are going to be a major part of the discussion of the story, so that's why they are normally in the same position throughout the conversations every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time now for us to go through the list of the charts for the week of December 19th to 23rd, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week, should you care to look at them from the official point of view. Go to gooddayshow.com or talkers.com. At number 10 on the story list, the weather that's crossing the country this week. Woof, it's pretty cold and pretty severe in many places. At number 9, Mr. Zelensky comes to Washington. Number 8, Mr. McCarthy is there, but he doesn't know what his position is going to be. I'm talking about the Speaker of the House, potentially. Is it McCarthy or somebody else? The Arizona election challenge still going on. Wow, that's shameful. That's number 7. Border security is 6. The spending bill, trying to keep the government open, is number 5. And that's kind of tied to a discussion of the economy, which is number 4. January 6th, my God, will they ever get rid of this? Number 3, Twitter and Trump. Number 2 is Twitter, and number 1 is Trump. There it is, the overview of big stories this week on News Talk Radio. 47 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we talk about talk. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, also does interviews with usually notable talk radio personalities or people from the business. Not always. He always comes up with something good that we can talk about, and the subject matter of your current interview is with a person that I have great regard for. I get a kick out of where he came from. How he got to where he is? Does he talk about that? We're talking about George Norrie, who does Coast to Coast. How does what's going on with him these days?
George Norrie runs a show 4 hours a day. 2 hours of it is basically news talk, and the other 2 hours is the unknown, the paranormal, the mysterious. And we discussed a little bit about the state of the business. We talked about the evolution of the concept of conspiracy theories and whether they're a good thing, a bad thing, or what kind of thing they are. And then we talked specifically about what came before the Big Bang and this concept known as the Fermi paradox, which ties into, are there aliens out there with intelligence beyond Earth? Very interesting. MHinterview.com, the other side of George Norrie.
So does he really think, I've had lunch with him on any number of occasions. He lives in the valley out here in Los Angeles and has a very interesting way of looking. He spends a lot of time preparing his program.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I went caroling on a sleigh ride with him last week.
And of course you did, yes.
Right. He revealed all kinds of insights into how he runs his show.
But does he think he's lucky because of how he came in. He was Art Bell's replacement, sort of, right?
He was a replacement that wasn't even a replacement because he was into that kind of thing. He is into it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. He was an Emmy-winning television news producer
out in St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
Did he come from St. Louis?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes. Yeah. And he's a good broadcaster. And, you know, I've always felt that the paranormal is a potentially major plank of what talk radio could and even should be.
Yep.
So he's got kind of a monopoly on a topic that, and I asked him about that. He said, yeah, I think about it all the time. I'm glad I don't have that many competitors.
Yeah. Well, that's it. The MH interview, Michael Harrison with George Norrie this week. You can find it at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining us, as usual, in this portion of the countdown is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is an attorney by profession. He's also a college prof by possession. He doesn't own Bentley University, but he helps a lot of youngsters try to figure out how to make it through. You know, I get this question from time to time when I'm talking to my lawyer friends about the number of people who have gone into the law, and is the whole question about people who don't like lawyers, are there too many of them? Is there any such thing as too many lawyers? How do you reflect upon that when somebody suggests that to you? What about there's too many? You're teaching people to become lawyers. That's why I'm asking you. How do we know when we have enough?
You know, when we have enough, when people aren't getting paid enough to make it worthwhile to do it. But the thing about when we talk about too many lawyers, I don't think we have too many lawyers at this time, but we kind of assume that every lawyer is going to be Perry Mason and going to court, and actually courtroom lawyers are a relatively small amount of the profession. And I've known a lot of lawyers from law school and friends who became legal counsel for corporations, deal with real estate, and everything being so complex in today's society, having that law degree and being a lawyer, even if you never see a courtroom, is, I think, still a valuable skill.
All right. So the other thing that I like talking about with you, and I bring this up because there's so much of it going on this year. It seems every year it gets worse. All the scams, among other things, Steve, besides being a lawyer, created a number of years ago a website called Scamicide.com, which aims to help people who are going through what so many people are. They're just it's so. I see. I'll bet you, Steve, in the course of a day, I get 24, 25 email from people who are trying to rip me off. And I'm sensitive to it. Every once in a while, though, I look at it and think, geez, is this real? Because they're that good. But it's just, I don't know, do we help people by talking about this, or is it just like go over people's heads, they're going to do what they want to do?
No, I think it's something that we really need the constant reminder, both individually and almost really as a society, because you could look at the macro and the micro, and the macro is so many of these major hacks and data breaches which have brought down companies are the result of what we call spear phishing, an email that comes in to some employee who it's something that it grabs their attention, and without thinking, they click on a link and they download malware, and boom, the bad guys, wherever they are in the world, are off to the races. Yeah. And so it's a matter of training people that you never click on an email, you don't download an attachment unless you are absolutely confirmed that it is accurate. Same thing, unfortunately, any phone, any communication, a phone call, a text message, any of that, whenever you get that, you can never be sure. So we've got to build in people to have that bit of skepticism.
You know, the way you just phrased that reminded me of the line from a Jim Croce song, you don't spit into the wind.
Yeah.
You mess with, yes.
And you don't step on Superman's cape.
No. And you don't open if you don't know the source of the email, you just don't open it. All right. So let's go to some of the things that are in the countdown this week for your legal opinion. The January 6th report, what a surprise. Trump's the bad guy.
No, but you know, it's not just that. I was actually kind of whiffing through all 800 pages, and one of the things that I was quite thrilled to see, and you were talking about lawyers, there was a request in there for the various bar associations to look into taking action against a number of lawyers who represented Trump, not because they didn't represent Trump, he absolutely has a right, but because some of them were lying in court and making statements that as officers of the court they should not have made. So the idea of bringing them up on charges I thought was something very, very interesting as well. Also, the request that Congress took to make some changes in how the electoral votes are counted, and that went through with the new budget, which is about to be signed.
So about 30 seconds on the legalities of passing these budgets with all these unbelievable amounts of money in them. How can we, is it really legal?
Unfortunately, under our system, it is. And unfortunately, under our system, you know, I never agree with Rand Paul, but I do agree when Rand Paul was actually voting against it, saying no one has had the time to actually read this. So,
because it's like 40,000 pages or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? Who puts that stuff together? Good God. All right, Steve, thank you. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.